I'm Sam Gladding. I teach at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. This story comes from the late 1980s, right before Carl Rogers' death, and I would entitle it something like The Harder Side of Carl Rogers as opposed to The Softer Side of Carl Rogers. It occurred in 1986 when I had co-authored an article in the Journal for Counseling and Development comparing Carl Rogers' person-centered theory with Heinz Kohut's theory, and basically the article was about two pages, not a very long article, but a few weeks after I published it and the journal had come out, Carl Rogers wrote me this rather hard letter, if you will. And basically in it, Rogers said he had read my work and he had reflected on it, as something you would expect Carl Rogers to do. And then he said, "Don't ever write anything like that again." He said, "Heinz Kohut and that whole psychoanalytic and psychodynamic group writes out of their theory and out of their minds in regard to hypotheses that they believe are occurring within people. I write out of my research and hard data. It's unfair to try to compare Kohut with Rogers. There's simply no comparison. He doesn't have the data. I do." And so I took the letter, I almost tore it up, but I kept it. And I have gone back to it from time to time. A year or so later, Rogers died. And I thought, I'm a Rogerian, and that's the way I was trained. And I never would have thought that I would have seen this side of Carl Rogers. But after getting over my feelings of being reprimanded, I actually came to value Rogers even more than what I'd had before, because I think he was being very true to his theory, being very true to his research, and he was defending his theory in a most important way and most professional way. And he probably had the right to reprimand me a bit, even though I do think the article that I wrote or co-authored had some valid points to it also.